Okay. Okay, so the agenda, we're going to talk about what depression is. We're going to talk a little bit about depression and the possible causes of depression. And then we're going to be looking at anxiety, what anxiety is, what causes anxiety. We're going to be looking at techniques to cope with anxiety and to overcome depression. And then we're going to be having a little hypnosis session. At the end, I'll ask for any questions or comments. Everyone is muted. If you have any questions, please use the chat box, and I'll be asking questions throughout the presentation and encouraging, interaction. So please do interact. Okay, so depression. We all experience depressed feelings from time to time. And being depressed doesn't necessarily mean that you are ill. There would be something wrong with you if you never felt depressed. Depressed feelings can be a signal that you need to make some adjustments in your life. So mind.org says that depression is a low mood that lasts for a long time and affects your everyday life. In its mildest form, depression can mean just being in low spirits, and it doesn't stop you leading a normal life. But it can make everything harder to do and make things seem less worthwhile. At its most severe, depression can be life-threatening because it can make you feel suicidal. So the symptoms of depression. You may experience a loss of confidence. You may experience low self-esteem. You may have a lack of meaning and find no pleasure in things that you normally enjoy. You may feel detached from your surroundings. You may get brain fog, have difficulty thinking clearly and making decisions. You may have a lack of energy, always feeling drained. You might have a loss of libido. You might have constant aches and pains. You may start smoking or drinking, eating more. You may lose your appetite and find that you're actually eating less. You may experience psychosis, such as auditory or visual hallucinations. People who are depressed often experience a lot of REM sleep. So it's said that dreams are your mind's way of processing information. And if you didn't dream, you'd go mad. So if you're feeling depressed, you may experience a lot of REM sleep, a lot of dreaming. And this can cause you to feel very drained, very tired when you wake up in the morning. If you don't get enough sleep, if you're experiencing insomnia, your mind's going to look to process these things, when you're awake. So this can cause hallucinations. Depression often has comorbidities. It's often comorbid with other issues. When two conditions coincide together. In the medical profession, they call these comorbidities. So depression can often be comorbid with BPD, borderline personality disorder, CPTSD, that's complex post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder. As I said previously, it may make you feel suicidal. If you're feeling suicidal, you need to speak to your doctor. If you're taking antidepressants, don't stop taking antidepressants without speaking to your doctor first. You know, some antidepressants can have withdrawal effects. So if you stop taking them, you can become very ill. You need to consult with your doctor and work out a plan to taper off of them. So the causes of depression. So life events can cause depression, giving birth, divorce, bereavement. Traumatic events, such as complex trauma, ongoing abuse, trauma from childhood, growing up with dysfunction, health problems, such as life-threatening illnesses, can also be caused by hormonal issues. So, for example, if men have low testosterone, this can often result in them feeling depressed. So your diet can also influence your hormones, your blood sugar, brain chemicals. Feeling unfulfilled, having a meaningless job, no job, feeling isolated or lonely. There's no genes that have been identified to cause depression. But depression often has been shown to run in families. And until the age of 7 is known as the imprint period. So if you're growing up around someone with a lot of depression, you're going to pick up on that. You're going to, you know, if a mother's depressed, the baby is going to become depressed. So that can influence your development. So it's said that 25% of the UK population suffers with anxiety or depression, and around 9% of people suffer with anxiety and depression. Mixed anxiety and depression is the most common mental disorder, and these figures come from the Mental Health Foundation. So anxiety. So symptoms of anxiety can be sweating. And anxiety, the purpose of anxiety is to keep us safe. It's part of the fight or flight response. So many of the symptoms that you experience when you get anxious are actually designed to help you to either fight or run away. So you may get an increased heart rate, which gets the blood flowing around your body, gets the oxygen to the muscles. If you're in a life or death situation, you don't need to worry about viruses or, you know, getting ill. You need to worry about getting away from the tiger. So that energy is going to be diverted from your immune response to, you know, dealing with the situation, to give you the energy to, as I said, either fight or run away. So everyone experiences anxiety. Again, there'd be something wrong with you if you never felt anxious. People with anxiety often tend to isolate themselves, which is going to lead to a reduced social circle. And they're also going to ruminate a lot. They're going to play situations and memories back over in their mind again and again and again. And this is going to cause them to feel more depressed or more anxious. So anxiety and depression, as I said, they're commonly, you know, comorbid, they commonly occur together. Again, there's no scientific study that proves why this is. My personal belief and from my personal experience is that anxiety leads to isolation, which then leads to feelings of depression. So in our brains, we have what's called a reticular activating system. And there's a theory that humans can only be aware of 7 plus or minus 2 things at any one time. If everything that was going on around you was picked up by your senses and made available to your brain, it'd become overloaded, because there's about 14,000 different bits of information. So the reticular activating system, which is a walnut-shaped network of neurons located in the brainstem, sorts this information. And it sorts this information so you can make decisions quickly. It does this by filtering out anything that isn't relevant to you. So if you are feeling depressed, it's going to find more things to make you, you know, to reinforce that belief, that feeling. If you're feeling anxious, it's going to give you tunnel vision, and everything you see is going to appear to be a threat. So your past experiences program the reticular activating system on what to filter and what not to filter. And traumatic events program the reticular activating system very quickly, which, as I said, you know, if you're in a trauma, if you're experiencing some kind of danger, you need to remember it so you don't get in that situation again. So people in the fight or flight response are going to develop tunnel vision. But it can also be programmed by repetitive stimuli over long periods of time. So if we're depressed or anxious, our thoughts are going to be focused on the feelings, and our mind will find more evidence to reinforce them. So something that you can do to help yourself overcome feelings, or well, depressed feelings, is journaling. You can write down every day, you know, 5 things that you're grateful for. It could be little things like the sun shining, you know, food in your belly. And the more you find things to be grateful for, the more you're going to start to notice those things. So cognitive behavioral therapy. So CBT says that our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings create our behaviors. Our behaviors cause physical reactions. But all of these things can influence each other. Systems theory says that by changing one part of a system, we can change all parts of the system. So by changing your behaviors, you can start to change your thoughts, and this can start to change your feelings. By changing the way you react to things, you can start to change your behaviors and your feelings and your thoughts. Does anyone have any questions about any of that? Let me know in the chat box. How many symptoms? To stop ruminating, I've found a very effective way to stop ruminating is to practice mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation can help bring you into the present. So I had a lot of issues with rumination. I used to ruminate a lot. And I found that by sitting and just focusing on my breath, noticing my breathing, noticing the air flowing in and flowing out of my body, I was able to to notice my thoughts and to not control the thoughts, but to just let them be and not to become pulled into any particular thought train, just to just notice them and observe them. So how many symptoms of depression do you experience? Let me know in the chat box how many of the depression symptoms you experience. At least three. Thank you, Deborah. Glad that you liked it. Yeah. Insomnia. Mm-hmm. Ruminating, low confidence, again, as I said previously, ruminating can cause us to replay situations over and over again in our minds. Yeah. Questioning the purpose of life. Yeah. I experienced all of these issues myself in the past. Okay. So again, something else we can do to feel more confident is to change our behaviors, to change a very effective way to improve confidence is to stand up straight, to keep a good posture. And it's been proven that by just standing in a power pose, what's called a power pose or a Superman pose, for 2 minutes every day increases feel-good hormones and can increase your confidence. So if you're anxious and depressed, you'll likely take on a posture whereby you're covering your vital organs and you know, your head's down. Whereas if you stand up tall, you improve the posture, keep a good posture, you're going to be telling your brain that, you know, there's no threats, that there's nothing to worry about. And this will have a knock-on effect, making you feel more confident. And then you'll have thoughts of more confidence. You'll start to identify as a more confident person. So, neuroplasticity and hypnosis. So you can't be someone you don't perceive yourself to be. As I said previously, if you perceive yourself to be someone who's anxious, someone who's in danger, someone who's depressed, you're going to adopt a a posture of someone that's anxious and depressed. But the emotional part of your brain can't tell the difference between a real or an imagined event. And this is where hypnosis comes in. So by using hypnosis, we can visualize ourselves the way we want to be. And this builds new neural pathways in the brain. And we can start to associate ourselves the way we want to become. The more we envisage ourselves this way, the stronger the neural pathways become, and the more we're able to become the person that we want to be. So who wants to try some hypnosis? Let me know in the chat box. Yes. Yep. Excellent. So have you been to one of my workshops before? Let me know in the chat box if you've been to one of my workshops before. If you've experienced hypnosis before. Excellent. Okay, excellent. Okay, so those of you that have been before are going to find this next bit a bit boring, maybe. But what we're going to do first is some exercises to show you the power of your mind. So what I'd like you to do is to take your right hand and point it out in front of you. And don't do this if you've got a bad back. And then turn around and just notice how far you can turn around without moving your legs, just twisting at the waist. Just notice how far you can turn around, then come back to the beginning. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, just close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I'd like you to imagine yourself twisting around even further, twisting all the way around if you want. It's only in your mind. Just imagine doing that now. Just imagine twisting around. And then open your eyes and once again, put that hand out in front of you. Without again moving your lower body, just twisting around, see how much further you can go. And if you're able to go further, let me know in the chat box. Yes. Yep. Much further. Fantastic. Yep. Okay. Okay. So something else we can do. Once again, I'd like to just take a deep breath in. And close your eyes and just imagine walking into your kitchen. And on the side there is a nice juicy bit of fruit. Could be an orange or a lemon, could be a lime, could be a watermelon. Just a nice juicy bit of fruit. I'd like you to imagine picking up that bit of fruit. Placing it on a cutting board and safely taking a knife and cutting into that piece of fruit. And as you're cutting in, all the juices are coming out. If it's a citrus fruit, all those juices might be you know, flying out, shooting all over the place. You know the way they do. And then cutting into it again. So you're cutting out a nice bite-sized chunk. All those juices coming out, flowing down onto the chopping board. Picking that bite-sized chunk up and lifting it up to your mouth and biting down on it. Just imagine all those juices coming out and running down your chin and maybe dripping off your chin. Just imagine that happening. Then open your eyes, come back to the present. And if doing that exercise made you salivate, made your mouth water, let me know in the chat box. Yep. Fantastic. An apple. Apples aren't that juicy. Not at all. Anyone else? Yep. Excellent. Okay. As soon as you entered the kitchen. Super. Okay, so another exercise. Something else I'd like you to do is to take your hands, place them out in front of you like so. Turn your left hand so your palm is facing up and your right hand so your palm is facing down. Take a deep breath in. Close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I'd like you to just imagine that in your left hand, we've placed some heavy books. And to your right hand, we've tied some helium balloons. And that left hand's going to lower down as the right hand rises up. Just imagine that now. Those heavy books are weighing down on that left hand and the right hand's rising up. Those heavy books weighing down and the right hand rising up. Just imagine that. And then leaving your hands where they are, open your eyes and just notice if there was any change in those hands. Let me know in the chat box. A bit. Definitely. Excellent. This is the power of your mind. Your mind can't tell the difference between a real or imagined event. So hypnosis can help us to visualize ourselves the way we want to be. And hypnosis isn't sleep. It's a focused state of attention. If you've ever driven somewhere, gone to your destination, not remembered the journey, that would be a state of hypnosis. You ever been watching TV and whatever you were watching finished and it was time for bed and you wondered where the time went? That would be a state of hypnosis. So hypnosis is a focused state of attention. So what I'd like to do is to just take a deep breath in. Close your eyes and settle back, just making yourself comfortable. just take a few moments to focus on your breath. Notice the air flowing in through the tip of your nose, going down into your lungs. Notice your stomach rising as you're breathing in, falling as you breathe out. If any thoughts should come into your mind, just notice them. Allow your attention to return to your breathing. Just listening to the sound of my voice. Any other sound you hear can just allow you to relax even more. Breathing all the way down into your stomach. Maybe see if you can notice more relaxation with the in-breath or out-breath. Maybe you can imagine yourself breathing in relaxation, breathing out any stresses, strain, becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. My voice can go with you. My voice can become the sound of birds in the trees, wind, rain on a window pane, just drifting deeper now. And your conscious mind can drift and dream as you're unconscious. Becomes more alert, more awake. And all the most powerful changes that you make an unconscious level. You're able to change from baby to a child, from a child to an adult. The unconscious is in charge of the growing of your hair and nails, your breathing. The unconscious is always there looking after you, looking to keep you safe. Just allow your unconscious to take more control for you now, hear my words, scan around your body. Scan around, see where the most relaxed part of your body is. I wonder if you can imagine just allowing that relaxation to spread out. To spread out like ripples and on, becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. It could be almost as though there's a tiny voice back of your head telling you to just relax, relax, relax. Every breath you take, drifting deeper, deeper. I wonder if you can remember a time in the past when you've been completely relaxed, completely at ease. Maybe you can remember times in the past when you've been able to make changes, achievements, just being so natural, just occurred so naturally for you. I wonder if you can imagine yourself lying on the beach, meadow, just looking up at the big blue sky. In that sky, there can be clouds. Those clouds are just drifting from one side of the sky to the other. And there's 10 clouds. As each cloud disappears, you can allow yourself to become even more comfortable, even more relaxed, even more at ease. You may begin to notice tiny muscles in your face just flattening out, letting go. Maybe you can notice your forehead just releasing any tension. So that relaxation flows down your face into your eyes, your eyelids, down into those cheeks, your jaw, down your neck, down your spine, just releasing any tension, stresses, strains. Maybe you like to shrug your shoulders, release any of them. Tension. That relaxation continues to flow down your arms, into your hands. All the time, those clouds are just drifting. That relaxation flows down your body, down your legs, into your feet, becoming more and more at ease. As those clouds just drift by, you can notice one special cloud, one particular cloud just coming over the horizon. And this cloud's a bit different to the other cloud. This cloud, you can feel a connection of some kind. This cloud drifts towards you. Stops overhead. Maybe you can imagine threads, lines, some kind of connection connecting you to this cloud. This cloud can begin to absorb anything you want to let go of. Any negative feelings, thoughts, memories can just begin to get sucked up into that cloud. More and more of those things just being absorbed by this cloud. And maybe you can get a feeling of lightness, release in some way. That cloud just takes more and more of those old things, drawing them up. The cloud can begin to get darker, angrier. Maybe you can hear rumbles coming from in that cloud. Flashes of lightning. That cloud just takes up more and more of that old stuff. You can start to feel a release. You may notice twitch, muscle, maybe a finger or thumb twitch to just let you know. Release any of that negative energy, anything that you want to let go. It's being drawn up by this cloud. The cloud can continue to become darker and angrier. You can start releasing these. These things can begin raining down, but changed in some way. Things can become use, things that you can use. Maybe you can get a sense of useful things, experience. Coming down for you. Or maybe you can imagine that cloud just drifting off, those threads just pulling away as that cloud just drifts off, drifting off out to sea. Flashes of lightning. Rumbles of thunder just going off into the distance, releasing those things into the sea. And the sea can take those things, dilute, allow them to wash away. I wonder if you can imagine how your life could change having released some of those things. Maybe you can see a future version. Maybe a week from now. To see that future version. Just notice how differently you look, maybe acting more confidently, maybe things just going your way, things just seem to be going the way you want, more positive things, more positivity flowing into your life. Really allow yourself to experience connecting with that future version, seeing what you see, feeling what you feel, hearing what you hear, really experiencing that, experiencing those positive feelings, relaxation, calm, comfort. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach the number 5, you can come back to the present, noticing how good you feel. Over the coming days, you may begin to notice things like let you know those changes taking effect. So begin counting now. One, just allowing the energy to return to your feet. Maybe you'd like to wiggle those toes as that energy flows up your legs. Two, down your arms and into your hands. Maybe you'd like to wiggle those fingers. Three and four, and on the next number you can open your eyes, coming back to the present, noticing how good you feel. Five, eyes open, wide awake. If you enjoyed that, let me know in the chat box. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Okay, so as I said previously, mindfulness is a very effective way, thank you, to help stop rumination. Mindfulness has been proven to reduce stress, reduce anxiety and depression. Been proven to help improve our ability to focus and concentrate. In the modern world, we're constantly being bombarded with, you know, notifications on our phone, and this can cause us to have a very short attention span. Also, social media has been designed to, you know, play with our emotions, to give us dopamine spikes, make us become addicted to going back to the social media sites. So by practicing mindfulness, you can start to improve your focus. If you don't use it, you lose it. So mindfulness is a very effective way to increase focus. It can help us to regulate our emotions and consider our reactions. It's been shown that people who practice mindfulness have more empathy and understanding. They have better health. It reduces the risk of heart disease. It can be very effective at coping with pain and lowering blood pressure. So that's the presentation. So thank you everyone for coming. If anyone has any questions, anything you'd like to ask me, please do so. I offer everyone who comes on my workshops. Thank you, Tina. Excellent. So, for everyone who comes on my workshops, a free call with me. So if you'd like to book that, you can do so there via my site. Does anyone have any questions, anything you'd like to ask me? Let me know. You can all unmute yourselves now if you wish and talk to me.
Please repeat your site.
It's Sorry?
Please repeat the details of your site.
Okay, my site is, I'm going to put it in the chat box. One moment.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. As I said previously, I have, I am recording this session, and I'm going to be putting it in my Facebook group, the address of which I'm also going to put in the chat box. There we are. So I will be uploading the video today, probably tomorrow. So if you'd like to watch it, you know, feel free to join there. Does anyone have any other questions or anything else you'd like to ask?